Happy Halloween, my ghouls and goblins. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I will be with you all until the spooky hour of 8 p.m. Yes, it's my Halloween show. And which means, actually, I'm not giving out candy, which is kind of sad. But here I am, spreading the scary vibes, I hope. This is obviously the Halloween theme song from 1978, John Carpenter. And that movie remains one of my favorite classic Halloween movies. It's so great. You cannot beat it. All right. Let's see what we have next. Bauhaus. We're going to play some Bauhaus. We're going to listen to some Bela Lugosi's Dead. Of course we are, because it's Halloween. So I hope everything's going, I don't know, shockingly horrific for you? Sounds good to me. Here we go. This is Bauhaus on CITR 101.9 FM with the classic.
Is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. Red velvet lines. The black box. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead. Thank you.
undead, 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 the virginal brides file past his tomb. Stoom at times their flowers bereft in deathly bloom. Alone in a darkened room, the count. Bela Lugos is dead. Bela Lugos is dead. Bela Lugos is dead. Undead, undead, undead.
Undead.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Running in the ditch. Oh no,
Oh no, what did I do? Sorry. This is Anita B, and I am here with you all until that was so exciting. I was all like jamming out to that song, and I hit a button, and so sorry. Okay, the time anyways is 6:48, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I can't hear myself through the headphones. Of course, there's like spooky stuff. There's a ghost in the machine. Something's happening here. Really? This is very odd. Why can't I hear myself? Okay, no biggie. Anyways, what did we just hear? That was Donovan with Season of the Witch from the record Sunshine Superman from back in the day. I don't know, late 60s, I think. And then before that, we heard Bauhaus with Bela Lugosi's Dead from the record Press the Eject and Give Me the Tape. Press the Eject and Give Me the Tape. That's what the name of that record is. I think that's from 78, if I'm not mistaken. And then John Carpenter prior to that with the Halloween theme song. Now, that one was from 78 for sure. Maybe Bauhaus was 80. Anyways, of course, it's Halloween. And here I am with you all celebrating it in the studios, which is all good. And I've got a lot of, I like to think, creepy songs coming up. And what do we have next? Ministry. Okay, so we've got the classic here from Ministry, with which is Every Day is Halloween. I think I have it here. I say that because I hit the wrong button, so I just had to not have dead air. But I have it. We're good. So this is Ministry with Every Day is Halloween on my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I hope you're all having a safe yet very spooky evening. I hope you've entered the portal to the dark side. I hope you see ghosts tonight. And yeah, Ministry should help evoke that feeling. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
You hear this? I told you silos and shit. That's why I murdered your nieces. Was my fault they found their head cut in 88 pieces. Don't let them run, hurry up and catch them. You grabbing on, I grabbing on. Let's pull till we stretch them. Play pussy, get fucked, means you're better off dead. I wanted seafood, so I fished in a child's.
Could you fuck with me?
Chuck's on a killing spree. Give me some bob and I'll start by killing me. When I murder, I tried to slack off. 900 missiles blow little girls back off. My name is Chucky, some say I'm insane. You give me some gin and I might eat a dog's brain. Give me a motherfucking 15 pack and I'll be damned if I don't bring 15 dead niggas back. A murder contest, you know I'll win it. Cause in every mailbox there'll be a head with a knife in it. I'm getting hungry, I need to be fed. I feel like eating a bag of barbecue, broke legs. Busting necks with a motherfucking brick. Half my body is Chucky, the other half is Bushwick. A short nigga always pumping some lead. I haven't figured out a way to get my fist out your forehead. What up, get up, sit up, you get lit up. A knife in his neck made a polar bear spit up. A 9 or Uzi is my only utensils. Inside his chest they found 10,000 pencils. You have the nerve to try to go against Chuck. The 50 guns aiming at you, how the fuck you gonna duck? Yo, when I'm mad, I'm ready to slay. The graveyards are packed, but it ain't nothing but child's play.
You have a date with death.
You better murder me. Put me to rest, cause if you don't, I'll come out shooting with my head in a bird's chest. Pissed off the way I'm always sounding. Kill a punk in 82 and they just now found him. Some say I'm crazy, some say I'm on crack. Before I die, cut off my leg and let me die in Iraq. A born loser, some say I'm mindless. If I get pissed off, you leave naked and spineless. Worse than Charles Manson, never having an equal. One sip walking last night and killed 300 people. When I woke up, they had me chained to the floor. When they told me what I did, I killed 300 more. Yo, you wanna rumble? Well, go get your war hat. I went to jail for assault with a carjack. I might be small, but my nuts are big. The worst thing that you could do is let me keep your fucking kids. Cause I'ma teach them how to act. And if they ain't acting right, they dying tonight. So ain't no use in you trying to spot them. I'll send you a motherfucking note that says Chucky's got them.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is, almost said Ministry. It is not. It's the Cramps from their record Songs the Lord Taught Us with I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Now, before that, we heard the very, very dark song Chucky from 1991, the Ghetto Boys out of Houston. From their record, We Can't Be Stopped. And then we started that little set off with Ministry with Every Day is Halloween. And that is actually a single. It's the B-side, interestingly enough, from, I want to say, like late 70s, early 80s. I should know the date, but I forget. Okay. The time is 7:05. I am here with you all until 8 o'clock, at which point McConan comes on with his show, Mix Cassette. But hey, before he does... we've got lots of time, of course, but let's take a look at the weather. Weather Vancouver. Now, today was a very, very creepy Halloween-y kind of day in this area. It was very misty. Well, it was actually not misty. It was like raining and miserable and dark all day. So, I mean, that works, right? If you have sad, the season has begun. The season of the witch, I guess? I don't know. Okay, today is what, Wednesday? That means tomorrow is Thursday, November 1st, and the high tomorrow will be 12 degrees Celsius and rain. And then Friday, though, has a sun icon with a little bit of clouds. It says chance of a shower and high of 14, but there's a sun icon, so that makes me smile. And then we hit the weekend, of course, because it's the weekend. You hit Saturday with rain and a high of 11, and Sunday... it shows a few showers and a high of 12. It's you know, I guess it could be worse. There you go. What else is I going to tell you? Well, I hope you're all safe. It is Halloween, of course. And I hope you're getting spooked and creeped out, because that is what we all should be doing. I watched with my kid last night. He's so cute. He's 10. He's still a boy. I was trying to find a movie that would be appropriate, because I love to be scared. I love, like, the darkest horror movies of them all. But I'm like, well, he's 10, so we should do something, you know, in the theme of Halloween. So last night we ended up watching Ghostbusters, the new one. And just because I was like, well, I don't know what else to watch. And it was actually shockingly good. Because I love the first Ghostbusters. That was, like, my favorite movie. From what? Was it, like, 84 maybe? Oh, man, Bill Murray, the whole gang, so good. And anyways, I'm really surprised at how they redid the movie. And it wasn't the same, so I wasn't quite sure how it was going to play itself out. But it was similar in terms of theme and kind of storyline, the whole kind of thing, except it's all chicks. It's awesome. I really love the cast, and it was incredibly well done. What else can I tell you? Oh, of course, and then there are... sort of surprise appearances from all the original Ghostbusters, which really made me smile. It was great. So there you go. Highly recommended. I mean, the storyline was kind of dumb, like, especially toward the end. I was like, oh, really? many flaws, but I guess, it's about ghosts. So I don't know. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Let's listen to some more music. What do I have? Misfits. Yes, I do. I've got Astro Zombies. And let's take a look at this. Now, interestingly enough, I used to actually be in... oh, let me turn that off. I used to be in a Misfits cover band. It was myself and two other girls, and we called ourselves the Misfits. M-I-S-S Fits. Yeah, okay. And then we ended up... One of the chick drummer ended up going away, and we got a guy. And then we didn't really have a name. But anyways, we played the song. This is the point of my story. I have a point. Many times I don't. But yeah, Astro Zombies was one of the songs we covered. Anyways, here we go. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Wishing you all a fabulous Halloween, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Better watch out, sucker, now I got you where I want you. Unslots coming in, I'm packing in my lunch up. Bunch up, missile launchers and a bunch of contra. Ben, Ben, full of ganja. Now come on, jump. Man, stop, massive marshal on my gotcha. Doing a cha-cha in a cucaracha with a quattro. Pelagic, boogieing down to Frank Sinatra. Lindsay to the low hand, lick it while you let me watch ya. Who'd have knew the bullet do to me what it's done? Such cynicism, witnessism in my system. Blunt hypnotism, lip a slip up to my lips, son. So much on my hands, I got to give my kids a fist bump. Krista, Faree, swimming in my swim trunks. Mister, tell me what he said to me and then sunk. Women skinning them and cutting them up in chunks. In comes the woman with cocoa but the skin once. Once again, they call me Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Skin them up, him them, so I'm up in those kilts. Up in those kilts, up in those kilts. Man, you don't want to go up in those hills. Up in those hills, up in those hills. You better beware, stay clear, Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Always, you can see him lurking in the hallways. Caucus is a Caucasian, females in his crawl space. How the hell did he fit them all into such a small place? Hide them in the wall, well, how long will the drywall take? Well, fuck it then, I got nothing but time, I'll wait. Until it dries for the moment, I guess you're all safe. After I sanded and buffed, I guess that I'll paint. My chainsaw's out, I guess my regular saw ain't. Now here I come again, damn stomach rumbling. You can even hear the evil spirits coming from within. Someone's in the back of my damn house rummaging. It's a girl, she looks pretty thin, but I want the skin. Finn, on the hunt again, when will it ever end? Evelyn, why you trying to fight? You will never win. Severin, legs, arms, damn, there goes another limb. Pull the lever then, trap door, death is evident. Once again, they call me Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Skin them up, him them, so I'm up in those kilts. Up in those kilts, up in those kilts. Man, you don't want to go up in those hills. Up in those hills, up in those hills. You better beware, stay clear, Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Know what you know about Buffalo Bill? Nothing so chill. Fucking hoe, you better fucking hold still. Mixing none of that lotion in the bucket, don't spill. Cut them and just get the stuff in those girls. Man, I think she had enough of those pills. Sedated, then I wait, I come back later just to clutch her, no steel blades. Baby, when I clutch her, don't squeal. I hate the loud noises, I fucking told you. I keep hearing voices like, wouldn't you like to go and get your butcher knife and push it right through her while you put your shish kebab skewers into a barbecue? What would you do to her? What you usually do to a girl whose skin's newer?
In a world of sin, you are. This is turning into a torment tournament of sorts. Christmas ornament, you are.
I'll be short again, to ya, till there's no more skin to ya. Booyah, who you think you're fucking with? Duck, because here he comes again. Once again, they call me Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill. Skin him up, him him, so I'm up in those kilts. Up in those kilts, up in those kilts. Man, you don't want to go up in those hills. Up in those hills, up in those hills. You better beware, stay clear, Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill.
Let's see here.
God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Sign we had was pickets, but now in 94 it be this way, something come wicked. G-Angs killing others for colors, things that we wear for fashion. Other brothers take it for a reason to be blasting. What the cuff is going on? Not soft like buttercups, but had enough of singing that same song. See, I stayed across the street from the projects. Took out your mama trash and groceries to her trunk to keep my pockets fat like cellulite. Only been to jail 1 week for some sure bit, and I pray to God I won't repeat. I should have pulled it when I had the chance to. No, I shouldn't did that, cause if I did that, y'all would not hear that. That shit, that keeps you on your tippy. Toes like that sellout, not calling on names, but really, who's bad? I go through off the coast like a whole box of condoms. You can't forget where you come from.
Take a good look in the mirror and tell me, do you like what you see? Masters of deception, corruption, and evil. But you're always quick to point the finger at me. Won't somebody tell me?
I just don't understand the ways of the world.
All right, I just played a little TLC here on my show. That's Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is CITR. My name is Anita B, and we just heard their song Something Wicked This Way. And that actually features Andre 3000. Something Wicked This Way comes from their massive hit record, Crazy Sexy Cool, from 94. And yeah, so the theme, of course, is Halloween because it is Halloween. And before that, we listened to, I think, maybe my favorite song ever by the Ramones. I've always loved Pet Sematary just as much as some of their better, like best. When I say better, they're more, you know, famous for songs. From the start, that song always hit me. That's from their 89 record, Brain Drain. I think it was 89. Could be 90. I think it was 89. So yeah, the Ramones from the movie, of course, Pet Sematary. Wow. And they're all dead. Except for Marky, and then who's the other one? I don't know. The CJ who came in later? Yeah, but all the original guys, Gandhi. There you go. Speaking of the Day of the Dead. Well, I guess it's not the Day of the Dead, but it's not official. It's the Day of Many Dead, whatever. Okay, the time is 7:25. And anyways, before we heard the Ramones, we listened to Eminem with his song Buffalo Bill. Now, that is one dark, dark, creepy song. And it's based right on the doings of good old Buffalo Bill. You remember from Silence of the Lambs? Yeah, that's from his 09 record, Eminem's Relapse. Yes. We heard the Misfits in there before that from their 1982 record, Walk Among Us, with Astro Zombies. All right, we're going to continue with, you know, being creeped out. So I've got some Screamin' Jay Hawkins right now for us. I Put a Spell on You. This is a 1956 song of his. And this was a single at the time. This one was a B-side, interestingly enough, as well. What else? We've got, oh yeah, we've got a little L7 coming up, some Johnny Cash. All right, so stay tuned. Now, in another 34 minutes comes McConan with his show Mix Cassette. So hang around for him. He's really awesome. Anyways, in the meantime, let's listen to Screamin' Jay Hawkins here on CITR. Whoa. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? Things you do. Spell on you.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I
All right, from 1990, that was L7 with a song, Pretend We're Dead. And from the record, Bricks Are Heavy. Now, those guys are from L.A., and they were active from 85 to 01. Now, not too long ago, though, I want to say about 3 or so years ago, they did tour. And I missed it. I didn't go. I mean, I wasn't that big of a fan of L7, but it was so funny. All these, like, millennials are like, L7, like... And I'm like, okay, well, I lived through that. And I mean, they're okay. And I did really like that song a lot, but I felt that that was definitely their hit. That was the best song. Yeah, there you go. The time is, 7:38. Before that, we heard Johnny Cash, and that song, every single time I hear it, I can't help but shed a tear. It is the most heart-wrenching song. Hurt. He recorded that in 02. Well, it was actually released in 2002. And of course it's a cover, but, he died the year after. So Johnny Cash died in 03, and you can find that on, the record anniversary for The Man Comes Around. Yeah. And then before that, Screaming Jay Hawkins with his big hit song from 1956, I Put a Spell on You. My name is Anita B, and I'm here until 8, as you know, if you've been listening. And I'm going to play some more songs, of course, in celebration of Halloween. I hope your evening is going well and you are haunted, but not permanently. Yeah. So let's hear something from the Canadian band. Finally, I'm playing some Canadian songs. I mean, I really should be. Theoretically, my show is classified as a Canadian show. But, you know, it's a theme. It's Halloween. So can you even try to put together, I don't know, an hour and a half's worth of Canadian Halloween theme songs? I don't know. Maybe. But it would take a long bunch of long time of prepping for that. But anyways, let's listen to the King Kong and Barbecue Show guys. I love these guys. They are comprised of two. There's two of them, and I've seen them. And they played Vancouver back maybe 4 years ago. And they blew me away. They used to be the Space Shits, at least the one guy, out of Montreal. That's right. Anyways, let's take a listen to Zombies, of course. Hold on. Like an avalanche. Boom, let's kill that. All right, here we go. Music just likes to seep through. I don't know. It's coming from the other side. It's coming through. I don't know. Is that my subconscious? I don't know. I'm going to stop talking. This is a King Kong and Barbecue Show here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I think it is.
I don't give a fuck what you're doing to me. You wanna take your life? Go on and slit your wrists. I'm gonna drink your blood with pride. I don't wanna be alone tonight. I'm gonna walk with the zombies, baby. I don't wanna be alone tonight. I'm gonna walk with the zombies, baby. I don't give a fuck what you're gonna dip it for. Cause I don't give a shit about this life we live in where I just want your flesh. I'm gonna eat it in the air. I don't wanna be alone tonight. I'm gonna walk with the zombies, baby. I don't wanna be alone tonight. I'm gonna walk with the zombies, baby.
Kim Beggs is an internationally acclaimed recording artist from Northern Canada's Yukon. She's a 7-time Western Canadian Music Award nominee, including this year, and a 3-time Canadian Folk Music Award nominee. You can support Kim by purchasing her great merch. Check out her t-shirts, tote bags, and tea towels with complete lyrics silk-screened onto them. Her merch is available at shows and from her website at www.kimbeggs.com. That's www.kimbeggs.com. There's a ring on my finger.
A lot of the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
That right there was The Specials from 1981. That was originally released as a 7-inch. I sounded drunk. I was originally... I'm not. that's a single. I love that song. I love The Specials. I haven't played them much lately. Them and Madness, you know, that kind of ska I can dig. All right, back to what we heard before that, Concrete Blonde. Yeah, we heard the song Bloodletting, and in brackets, the Vampire song. And you can find that on their 20th anniversary record. It's a 20th anniversary edition. Yep. So I guess I think that first record came out in 1990 or so, Concrete Blonde. So yeah, do the math. And then, of course, in there before that was the King Kong and Barbecue Show. That's a great song. I adore that song. I used to listen to... I haven't listened to King Kong and the Barbecue Show much lately. I used to listen to those guys all the time. So I need to remind myself, more King Kong and Barbecue Show. Okay, the time is 8:55. No, 7:55. 7:55, and that means Makonnen is coming on very soon with his show, Mix Cassette. If he is, I don't know. He's not here yet. So maybe he's got some Halloween plans. I'm not sure. But I'm going to leave us with one of my very most favorite songs from The Cure. Oh, God, it's so good. I got this record back when, in 1989, Disintegration. I had it on tape, and I still have it someplace. But this was always my favorite song from that release. Lullaby. It's the one about the Spider-Man comes. You know, it's the creepiest song. It's perfect for Halloween. So I hope you all are enjoying your Halloween and you're being safe, but you're also being, you know, reasonably spooked. Now, I'm hoping that you're getting the shit scared out of you, actually. Reasonably spooked. What am I, a parent? Yeah, I am. Am I old? Well, yeah. Okay. This is The Cure with Lullaby on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let's make sure I've got this all set up. Yes, I do. And I will be back in 2 more weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So this show's every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. That's how that works. And you can always, if you like what you hear, go to the CITR.ca site. And you can find everybody's show podcasted, which is awesome, which means we're in there for eternity. Crazy. All right, this is The Cure. Enjoy your Halloween.
It's much too late to get away. Turn on the light. The are.